Now, the Bernstein buyers were a bunch of buyers, and they was a papa buyer, a mama buyer, a brother buyer, a sister buyer. So, one day, papa buyer, well, every day he went up to the steel mill where he worked for about 7 or 8 hours. And it was not one of those guys steel mills like on Simpsons. It was a straight steel mill. It had lots of saws and logs and all kinds of straight machismo, if you'll know what that means. I surely don't. But he would work in the steel mill for eight hours. And he'd come back to home and he'd beat his wife, Mama. She was a good bear, and that's what made this bear family. They didn't laze about like other uncivilized bears. They just kept things in order, like a good southern folk should. But that's besides the point, for this was a story about the Bernstein Bears. Some say they was half Jewish. I don't believe it. They have a Christmas special, Christmas book. I think they's just German bears. But let's get back to the Bernstein Bears. All right. So Papa Bear comes out of his steel mill, beats his wife, sees the two little bear kids. You got Brother Bear with his little G.I. Joe bears, and you got Sister Bear with her Barbie doll bears. They have their genders aligned like good bears do. None of this lollygagging. The like. See, Donald Trump Bear had a vote in them. They didn't vote for no Bernie Sanders Bear, no Hillary Clinton Bear. She wasn't even in the books because their authors knew to keep bears with bad ideas out of the books. I think those Bernsteins were just in line with strict family values, conservative Christian type. I like the Bernstein Bears. I read them to my kids every Sunday morning before we go to church. I think it's a good exercise in family values to read the Bernstein Bears, because you know how sometimes there's something your family does you don't like. Like sometimes they used to be watching too much TV and you want to say, hey kids, don't watch too much of TV, but they don't listen to you, so you have to read a Bernstein Bears story about too much TV, too much junk food, or too much homoeroticism. You read those to the kids and they settle down and stop doing things a lard doesn't pride himself over people doing. It's pretty good to see the Bernstein Bears keep family values in order. But I'd say the lesson of the story is respect your elders. Don't read bear stories that don't fit in line with family values. And let the Lord Trump dictate your all life. This is Johnny Larg.